This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the successful implementation of the new criminal laws to the nation in Chandigarh yesterday. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah was also present on the occasion. Addressing the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the implementation of the new criminal laws is a concrete step towards fulfilling the ideals that our constitution has envisioned for the citizens of our country. The Prime Minister said that these new laws will free India from the colonial legacy. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Amit Shah said that the three new criminal laws will be implemented in the entire country within 3 years and that the laws brought are made by Indians in the Indian Parliament and are designed to deliver justice to the people. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday conferred the National Awards for the Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering at the event, President Murmu said that the award winners are being recognized as role models in front of society. She added that by emulating them, other individuals and institutions can move forward towards empowerment of Divyangjan. The president said that promoting entrepreneurship among disabled people, developing their skills, providing them with employment will enhance their leadership capabilities. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities was observed at the Usulsuttam Auditorium yesterday under the theme Amplifying the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. The event, Empower Fest 2.0, saw participation from stakeholders across the state and was highlighted by the distribution of adaptive chairs for children with cerebral palsy. In a gesture emphasizing the need for accessibility and comfort for differently abled individuals, the chief guest, Governor C.H. Vijaya Shankar, along with Minister for Social Welfare, Paul Lindor, handed over the specially designed chairs to beneficiaries. The Adaptive Seating Initiative was introduced as a collaborative effort between the Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Meghalaya Skill Development Society, and the State Resource Centre on Disability Affairs. The Office of the District Social Welfare Officer, South West Khasi Hills District, and District Sankalp Hub for Empowerment of Women, South West Khasi Hills District, in collaboration with the District Legal Service Authority, South West Khasi Hills District, observed the International Day of Persons with Disabilities on the theme Amplifying the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future in a program that was held at the Nativity Auditorium, Maukarwat. In a strong display of grassroots governance, the Honourable Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Sri Conrad K. Sangma, yesterday engaged directly with the people of Nongstoin Block, West Khasi Hills District, as a part of the transformative CM Connect initiative. This fifth block-level community interaction program marked another step in bringing governance closer to the people, building trust and addressing community concerns. Addressing an audience of over 2,000 attendees, the Chief Minister emphasized the unique importance of CM Connect. "This is perhaps the most important program for me," he stated, adding, "It provides a platform where citizens can voice their concerns directly to officials and me." During the interaction, the Chief Minister announced that the Government of Meghalaya has decided to extend financial support to various mission-run hospitals by not-for-profit institutions. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, yesterday participated in the log drum pulling event at the 25th Hornbill Festival 2024 held at Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. Speaking to the media after the event, Mr. Shekhawat said that the festival, now in its 25th year, has grown to become an internationally recognized festival of festivals, showcasing diverse music and cultures from around the globe. He commended the State Tourism Minister, Demjen Imna Along, for his hard work and innovative approach in organising the festival in such an impressive manner, which has helped elevate its global status. Mr. Shekhawat noted that the festival has attracted visitors from all over the world and expressed confidence that it would gain further international endorsement. The Union Minister described the Hornbill Festival as the largest tribal festival celebrated globally. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.